Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
If you've ever hiked or driven up Green Canyon near the city of North Logan, you've probably noticed the dried-up stream bed. It wasn't always dry, however. In fact, if you turn back the pages of history, you'll find water and the story of why the stream no longer flows. In the 1920s, several families living in North Logan contracted meningitis from drinking contaminated canal water. The townspeople had tried drilling wells, but each time the water emerged from the ground warm and metallic. Ferris Nyman, an early resident of North Logan, recorded that during the winter her father would chop holes in the frozen Logan Hyde Park Canal to retrieve drinking water. Her mother would then, quote, take a little strainer and strain out the wrigglers and boil our drinking water. One of the people infected was Utah State Agricultural College engineering professor Orson W. Israelson. His bout with the illness left him completely deaf. The meningitis outbreak motivated the community, and especially Israelson, to find a clean source of water for North Logan. With the help of his students at the Agricultural College, Israelson explored Green Canyon. Sometime in 1928, the group located a spring 5 miles up in a narrow adjacent canyon, now called Water Canyon. From 1928 to 1934, Israelson sent students, often on snowshoes, to gather flow data from the spring. The spring was already spoken for by a local power company and the Little Flower Mine, who owned rights to the water jointly, but in 1928, the power company decided not to refile, and so on October 1st of the same year, when the water rights came up for renewal, North Logan resident Robert Burns Crookston camped out near the state offices in Salt Lake City and claimed the water for North Logan before a representative for the Little Flower Mine had a chance to refile. With the water now theirs, residents of North Logan decided to incorporate as a town. In 1934, town leaders laid out their plan to construct a water line to bring the spring water in Green Canyon to their homes in the valley. Orson W. Israelson was put in charge of the project. He estimated it would cost $24,000 to $35,000 to build the water line. To defray costs, the city sought help from the federal government. Through the Works Progress Administration, Uncle Sam contributed $32,850, while North Logan City raised another $28,800. Surveying took place during November 1934, and men began digging trenches in Green Canyon during the winter of 1935. Israelson described the work, quote, there was no digging equipment at that time. A pick and a shovel and crowbar were used. When they came to a level, a plow or root digger was used, which was drawn by a team of horses. This loosened the soil, which the men lifted out of the trenches with a shovel. They were interested in their town welfare and did the job on the 5 miles of pipe in the canyon and 8 miles in the valley. What a joy it was to turn a tap and get a clear, cold drink of pure water. By June 1935, water was flowing from the spring in Green Canyon to residents in North Logan. Not much has changed since 1935. Until 1984, North Logan City used the original pipe. However, severe flooding during the winter of 1983-84 washed out sections of the old pipe, requiring installation of a new pipe. The new pipe is even more efficient, capturing all the spring water that once tumbled down Green Canyon, spreading life. These days, the stream bed is full of dusty hikers and mountain bikers instead of water, and the cottonwoods and willows that made Green Canyon so green have dried up, reminding us of our history and the cost of clean drinking water. For Wild About Utah, I'm Brad Hansen.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, who champions Utah's visitation to Grand County through tourism, events, and recreation in a manner that promotes and protects the beauty and scenery of our natural environment. Information available online at discovermoab.com.